Maseches Menachos Daf Lamed Daled is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Yehudis Spas Reb Meir Moshe Aleh HaShalom, whose yahrzeit is on Daled Tishrei, dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Yisrael Moshe Janowski. May the Torah study learned in this shiur be an everlasting schus for her neshama.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Pesach at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Menachos Lamed Daled Amud Beis. The Gemara says like this: Tanu Rabbanan, Kesa Kaisan. How do you write Tefillin? Tefillah Shel Yad, Kaisra Al Ar Echad. Vim Kasva Ksava Bar Bais VeNicham Bais Echad Yatsa. Tefillin Shel Yad, you write on one piece of leather. But if you wrote on four and put in one bias, is yaitza b'tzarech ledabik. You need to glue it together, the four parts. Shanam v'hoi l'cha l'ois al yodcha. Shem shayis achas mechutz, kach ois achas mifnim divir Rabbi Yehuda. Just like on the outside, it should be one bias, so it's on the inside. Rabbi Yaisi oyma enei tzarech. Rabbi Yaisi says it's not necessary to glue it. So, according to Rabbi Yaisi, it's... Even if the Shalyad is written on four different pieces of cloth, it's okay. We're going to see in a minute that we do glue it afal pikein. What I'd like to discuss is like this. If we intend to open up older tefillin, even written by some chamumchim, like Rav Nissan Tiflinsky, the famous Seifa, what you tend to find is that Shalyad is written on separate piece of cloth that's glued together. More recent ones, Mehudadik HaTfilin, tend to be on one piece of cloth. And there are those who argue that that's the most Mehudadik thing to do. On the other hand, there are those who argue that there's an advantage of using different piece of cloth. Why? Because then you could use the highest quality cloth when you're forced to use one big long strip. So then just the nature of the cloth is that one end of it is not always, there is no animal that has a long enough strip that's great for tefillin of even quality. There's one end that's usually at the beginning, Kaddish, that's of lesser quality. So by nature, the writing won't come as nice. So there are those who promote that it maybe is better to have in separate pieces and glue it together, and they like to discuss whether that's a chesaron or not. I want to just jump ahead. We'll see a psak from Rabbi Yashiv. In Achmav Shalom, Rabbi Pinchas Amita, one of Rabbi Yashiv's Talmidim, writes that he asked Pasha Shalyad that the two pieces were glued together. Is it called Mehuda? And do you have to let the customer know that these are two separate pieces? So Rabbi Yashiv, Zechayin Levracha, answered that in the Tefillin is considered Mehuda, but the Minig Oilam is to be Makbid, that should be Klaf Echad, so you have to, Mitzad Mamanis, let the customer know. And Rabbi Yashiv answered that the Ben Taira and Yirei Shemayim should taka be makbid, that should be our echad. And on the bottom it says that the shayl himself says that he says it's worth borrowing tefillin for a few days from a gemach to wait till you could have a shalyad written on the our echad. But Rabbi Yashiv turned around and said that if the piece of cloth would glue together before it was written, it's considered mehuda. And when Ramat Friedlander had a Sif and Lakewood a number of years ago, and he said then that Rabbi Yashiv is of the opinion that if it's both glued and sewed together before it's written, then it's considered kafta v'farach. So let's try to understand what this is all about. Okay, so we need to understand, number one, why is it that it's, well, we'll start a little out of order, but if we do paskin that it's Rabbi Yossi, who says you don't need to, but afal pikein we do lechatchila make on the or echad, and let's see why that is. Okay, so the Mishnah Brura simin lamed beis if cotton hay. I'm sorry, Sif Katan Vav, on the Shulchan Aruch Sif Beis, it says that Shalyad Kaishan Kulam Beklav Echad. It says in Mishabura, since it says, which is Bayis Hech, Gushem Shu, Ois Echad Mi-Mi-Chutz, Kach Yish Lies Lichet Chila, Ois Echad Mi-Bifnim, Sheti Al-Klaf Echad. For some reason, even though we hold it doesn't need to be Bayis Echad Mi-Bifnim, but Lichet Chila it has to be. Loshen of the Rav Shulchan Aruch Simulam, Beisiv Gimelis, Lichet Chila, Tzarech Lichtav Dal Parshi Beklaf Echad, Shanema Bahoy Lachol Lo-Ois, Mashma Ois Echad Aynu Bayis Echad, Shem Shu Ois Ach Mechot, Kachnish Ois Ach Mefnim, Shitirian Kolaparshis Ki Geras Al Klaf Echad. And similar Lashin in Aruch HaShulchan. Now, the Keren LeDavid in Aruch HaYom Simen Ches, he brings the Rav Shulchan Aruch, and he says, Kavanasei Tzarech Biyar. And he himself says that he believes the reason why lechatchila should be in one klaf is in order because it pashut simply looks nicer when it's on one klaf and not when it's on separate pieces. And he indicates that even if it's on separate pieces that are attached, glued together, sewn together, it's not going to be as nice if it's in one big piece. Okay, now, according to, if we go with the reason of the Rav Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, Ois Echad, so then, l'chura, as we'll see, there's strong grounds to say that if you make it al pilum, this one piece, if it's glued together, sewn together, l'halacha, it's considered all one piece, so then, it would be enough according to Mishnah Berurah and Rav Shulchan Aruch. Again, according to the Keren LeDavid, it has to do with how nice it is. And even if it's glued together, it's not nice. On the other hand, according to the Keren LeDavid, it all has to do with the aesthetics. So if you have a choice of two parshias, and one is nicer because it's written on good quality cloth that's glued together, and there's another one that's not as nice, so we have to judge what's overall, which is the nicest parshis of Tefillin. Mashen came according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Rav Shulchan Aruch, there's some special din lechatchil of Echad. So then, maybe we would have to judge. If one is aesthetically more pleasing, the Ksav, the other one has Ismail, we would have to judge which is better. But on the other hand, if it's our Echad, even if it's not in a way that's aesthetically pleasing, we won't necessarily be concerned that it's not on one literally piece of our echad, rather it says you see the seam. Now it's important to note, we'll Lumiyas Hashem get back to that some more, but these actually machlokes rishonim whether it's important to have the tefillin on the inside be nice. The Ramah does in the beginning of Siman Lamed Beis in the Shulchan Aruch and the Darke Moshe, he quotes the madche that should be nice mi b'chutz and kolche came mi b'fnim. On the other hand, there are rishonim who hold that since no one reads the writing of tefillin, it's not necessary that it should be straight and it's okay if it's sloppy. And according to them, l'chura, we can't maintain the reason of the Keren LeDavid, that the reason of our Echa is that it should be aesthetically pleasing. Now, the Beis Yosef in Simen Lamed Beis in Ois Mem Zayin, where the Torah says that if it's on separate pieces, you don't need a glue. The Beis Yosef says, because we're passing like Rabbi Yaisi. But the Beis Yosef quotes the Ogre B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid and B'Shem Dorkech that you can stitch it together. And that the Maharam Rottenberg required to glue it together. Meaning that stitching isn't sufficient, but rather one should glue it. Beis Yosef says that this is that they required, they're talking about stitching or gluing, that's only L'mitzvah. But it's not L'ikuva. Because you see in the Gemara that Rabbi Huda was moided to Rabbi Yaisi that ain't tzarch ledavik. The Darke Moshe says that he quotes the Baruch Shama minig ledavkan bederek kasha, and the Darke Moshe also agrees that this is only a minig. Now the Darke Moshe also brings, it's important, he brings an arzarua that says if you wrote tefillin So the Azarua, which we'll get back some more, Mietzah Shem Tishita of Azarua, is mentioning that gluing works. And as we've seen, the Beis Yosef says that the Maram required to glue, and the Rakech Sheyachal Letafam. So We have to try to understand, as I mentioned earlier, that Rav Friedland, Alav Hashalom, said the name of Rabbi Yashiv, they're both gluing and sewing together, and he said to do it before it's written, then it's going to be, meaning specifically, before it's written, it should be glued and sewed together, that makes a kapta v'farach. So let's try to understand what this shita is based on, and why it is as considered, in his words, kapta v'farach. So, in the Simon Lamed Beis, in Seif Lamed Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says that you should make the Dalet Batim of Tefillin should be from Or Echad. Tefillin is supposed to be Or Echad. The Mishnah Berurah over there in Seif Katan Kofayin Beis, he brings the Magen Avraham who says that if you sew together a piece of leather in order to make a Beis of Tefillin, it's considered Or Echad. And he says that the Chassam Sefer also agrees that sewing together makes them one Ar Echad, but the Chai Adam is mashma that gluing also makes it Ar Echad. Now, Lechura, we should argue, if we want to make it Ar Echad, and let's say again it should be Ar Echad actually before it's written. So then, if when we have a parshias of tefillin, a piece of cloth that one wants to write on the tefillin, according to the Magen Avraham, when you sew something together, it's Ar Echad. According to some cipher, sewing makes it Ar Echad, but not gluing. Masha Inkein, according to the Chai Adam, gluing makes Ar Echad. So at least when it comes to Habayis, we see that there is a grounds to say stitching makes it and not gluing. This lechura seems to be the basis of the psak of Rabbi Yashiv, that even though we see in some Rishayim that they say gluing work and other Rishayim say stitching, but perhaps Hishita was based on this Chassam Sofer that stitching makes something Ar Echad by the bias mibachutz and not gluing. So if you both glue it and stitch it, so then we have all the shitas over here in the bias that makes it Ar Echad. Now, if on the bias it makes it Ar Echad, and if, like we said, according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Rav Shachnat, the whole reason why we want it to be Ar Echad Mifnim is because just like Mibachutz, it's Ar Echad Sotim Mifnim, so if it's glued and stitched together, so then L'churin L'kuli Alma, this is considered Ar Echad, and it's just as Mehudah, as something that's originally written on one R. According to the Karen LeDavid, it's an aesthetic reason, so perhaps since it's a seam, it's not as Mehuda. Now the Bi'ah Halacha, right over there, and that's the if, the Dibra Maschel's Mar Echad, he brings the Arzarua that says that Ar Echad, Yudovik, it makes him one. And he says in Evan Ha'ezer, the Shulchan Aruch brings out Zeruah that says by Ged, it's a suffix, if you could rely on gluing it together, there's a din of Sefer Echad and Shnei Svarim. So he says there must be some chilik between Get and Tefillin. Why by Tefillin it's considered Ois Achas and by Get not? Or perhaps, because Get is Chaim of Eishas Ish, he didn't want to rely on his Rayas that should be considered Ar Echad. And at the end, the Mishnah Berurah says, Misha Asher Lo Tov La'Soyset Lachmin La'Soyset Mar Echadim, let's see, they call it Shashas B'Mitzvah Seh Daraisa. But if this is only a Tov over there, then L'Churah, when it comes to writing on a cloth that should be Ar Echad, and when we find specifically in the Rishayim it works, and this is only Din L'Chadchila, one could strongly argue, like Rabbi Yashiv Zechayim Levarach's Psak, that's considered Kapta V'Ferach, if it's glued together, Kal V'Chayim, if it works on the outside, and the whole inside is learned from the outside. Now, in Kovitz, Oitzvah Satar, and Tavshin Samachay, there was a big machlaikis, between two Seferim. Rabbi Chaim Mendel Gudlevsky, who was being mechazek with the sheet of his Rebbe, the famous cipher was recently written, Rabbi Menachem Davidovich, who taught his Talmidim, his many, many Talmidim, to take a piece of cloth and just if it runs out, then glue another piece together. And he argued that you don't need to glue it together before it was before you write the first, let's say, you're going to run out of space to write the last part of Vahim Shemaya. Write, and when you get to Vahim Shemaya, then glue on the final piece. You don't even have to glue it on. This was what he told his Talmidim. You don't even have to glue it on before you get up to the final piece. It's enough to glue it on afterwards. And the other sefer who's arguing with him is named Rabbi Yeshua Klein, who's writing that to be mechazek, to write it literally in our echad. The Makel brings that, you know, not only that he brings that B'Shem Ramed al-Atik, that says that if you madrik it before Ksiva, it's considered Nichnev Lechatchila on one klaf, specific, if it, now he also points out a lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, that the Mishnah Berurah says that in Sif Katan Reish Yates, the Mishnah Berurah says that if there's a tois in the fourth parsha, then it's mutar lekaisu v'klaf levad afil lelechatchilu advika dezahavika diavet. So he's raising the issue that why does the Mishnah Berurah say it's b'diavet? Why he doesn't say that you should attach it on and then write v'hayim shemai and then it's going to be lechatchila? So what he wants to take the position, meaning since he takes the position based on some of the rice we mentioned earlier, that when you glue it, it's considered our echas, so certainly the Mishnah Berurah would agree to that. So why does the Mishnah Berurah say it's b'diavad? Why doesn't it say lechatchila? Because you let him tell you to glue it on and then before you write the fourth parsha. So he wants to take the position that according to Mishnah Berurah, it's only if you glue it before you write anything, then it's lechatchila, before you even start the Kaddish. But if you wrote the first three parshas and then glued it on, then it's considered b'di'evet. Now, there's back and forth there, many rayas. I just want to mention one, that the Machmir Tainet from the Arzurua. The Arzurua himself in Simen Tovkuf Ayin says like this, Rabbi Yaisi Amet Tzarech Ledabek, because of my Rav Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Zatzokel, Tfilah Shal Yad Al Yichtai B'Ma'om Med Echad Ela Kol Pasha Kadosh B'Ma'om Med Echad V'chulei, he says, Vim Eila Klaf Echad Lichtav B'Dali Pasha B'Dali Amudim Kach Kadosh Yivyachash Mavayim Shemaya, if you don't have one klaf, that's enough to have all of them, Yichtav Pasha Pasha V'Nia Cholok, and v'yitvam zorchazu kesidran begidin k'moshe tafen sefer Torah. So, if the Arzurua himself is the one who holds that attaching, that, well, let's say, gluing is lachatchila, so why does he say only if you don't have a piece that's big enough, then you should write in a separate one and be taifit? Why doesn't he say that's considered lechatchila to just stitch it in the first place that way? Further, if it's lechatchila to do before, so why does he say to stitch it after the writing? So the Makel in that Rechuch, in that Kovit, says that perhaps Azarua holds that Li'idachisa, he downgrades the need to have our Echad, rather that when you're going Lechatchila, try to take a piece that's big enough, but if it's not big enough, you're not even M'chuyiv to take the Tircha to sew it together before stitching is enough to do it after stitching. Now again, we said earlier, Psak from Rebbe Yashiv, that if it's sewed and stitched together before it's written, it's considered Mehudar.
The Daf Yoimi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halakha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.